What's up, everybody?
What's happening, family?
Welcome back to another episode of
Is This Gonna Cause an Argument?
My name is Angel Lakita Moore, aka Angel Tanksley, aka That Chick Angel. That Chick Angel. Angel. That Chick Angel. Angel. And I'm joined by my husband of 18 years, about to be 19 here pretty soon.
That's the number I be forgetting.
You forget the number 19?
No, I forget how many years
we've been married. Really? Yeah, why?
Because I've been saying, go on and introduce me. I'm the other husband who's going to cause an argument, Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank. Because I've been saying almost 20 years for so long.
That you don't
and I'm like, hold on, what anniversary is this? No, because she does the even. But last year,
I did it.
It was this because we had to go to the Dominican. And then we had to go to Paris, and we already had to go to Dominican.
But you keep skipping a year, because last year was not Paris or the Dominican.
It was Curacao.
Yes.
Oh, because there was an even year. Year before that was already kind of decided because we already had to travel.
Yeah, so this year you better kill it.
No, this year we're going on the safari.
Well, we haven't hit
we already
up.
Decided that, like.
But have we called them to see if that's available for when we go?
I ain't got that information.
But we haven't done it.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
It was a trip you won, you have the information for.
But I'm saying.
And you was asked me, well, we going to do this? I said, yes. You said, all right. Well, we need to call them, babe.
And we want to give a shout out to our Patreon members who are watching us live and watch us throughout the week. On Wednesdays, Marcus does a live with them solely on our Patreon. They also got to see me shoot Here's the Thing earlier this week. And we do little fun things with them. We did a vision board earlier this year. We'll probably do something here as we hit up on the spring. Mm-hmm. And when we go on tour, they get our tickets first.
Know the dates first. They already know the dates.
Yeah, well, the roughly. Dates kind of change.
They know the dates we discussed.
However, our Patreon is only $5. Feel free to join 1 month. Check us out. If you don't like us after that, try us again another month. And then keep trying until you like us. That's what I would say. Anywho, we also are joined by some amazing sponsors. We have a new sponsor for the first time. And let me tell you their name. It's Tyndale House Publisher. I'm actually really excited to tell you about them and what they are actually having us talk about, as well as Hungry Root, which we love. They are a staple here at Is This Gonna Cause an Argument? So we'll tell you more about them and how you can check them out and support the show. You okay?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm happy to be back at elevation.
Oh.
The high elevation in the mountains. We went to Lake Tahoe, y'all, and being able to breathe normally again, you don't really notice it. I could notice it a little bit. Every now and then I just have to go just to get enough oxygen in my system, because you're at higher elevation, therefore you have less oxygen. Anyway, I woke up this morning. I feel great. Feel like I was coming down with something over the past 2 days. And I feel like, you know, being in the cold weather exasperated that.
Yeah, you still sound like you're coming down with something.
Yeah. No, I feel, for me, now I just feel like I'm back to seasonal allergies. Mm. But like last night when I laid down, I couldn't hear because from driving from the different elevations, my ears clogged up. So I couldn't hear. Couldn't breathe out my nose when I laid down. I woke up this morning. I was like, all right. I can hear again. I can smell again. I could always smell, but I can breathe through my nose. But yeah, I feel good. Feel like I got a really good, nice rest.
Good.
When I say that, it means I slept for like 6 hours. I woke up when I woke up, and I didn't wake up like halfway, semi-woke up.
We should get
up.
You an Oura Ring and have it track
I started
you.
To get one when I replaced my watch. I was like, I'm going to get me an Oura Ring. Well, this actually tracks. I just have to wear it when I'm asleep. How about you? How you feeling?
I'm hungry, apparently, because my too. Stomach is, but I also had me and the porcelain throne definitely, it's probably the reason why, but I'm feeling good. Just as an update for our Patreon, who are our loyal followers, we're going back to our old format for today. For those of y'all who didn't realize it, because I saw in one of the comments, they were like, oh, this negativity.
Oh my God. That's why you need to stay out of them comments.
No, I didn't. I wasn't upset about it.
No, I know. I'm just saying. It's just like.
I wanted to engage.
They ignore the title of the of what they were watching.
Right. You know, we don't arguing does not necessarily mean negativity for us. Yeah.
Even if we arguing, you've seen us argue. Yeah. We ain't yelling. We ain't calling each other names. We ain't got an attitude.
I think it's always good to keep an open line of communication, even when you disagree. So we're playing with formatting the show is called, Is This Going to Cause an Argument? So we were leaning into, well, what are some of the things that we argue about that we have a little bit more emotional control over? So it keeps our arguments in a good space as far as in playful, yeah, because we already know what we're about to argue about. So that format is not going away as of yet. But today, because we had so much stuff we did this weekend, we decided let's go back to our old format because we wanted to give it a chance to talk to you all, even though, fingers crossed, there will be a vlog coming out, so you'll get to see a lot of it. But
I just feel with so much grace because I'm like, if you don't like it, don't watch. Keep going, idiot.
Yeah, because I just, you know, no, engagement is engagement.
Yeah, no, I know. I got to be me. Here's one thing. We was, go ahead. I'll get to it when we're talking about it.
So I thought, oh, you know what? Our Patreon is the only ones that know our new format. If this is just a regular watcher, yeah, that is just loyal watcher, but not, you know, $5 bringer. You know what? Maybe I should explain it to the other audience now so they know what.
If they're a loyal watcher, they shouldn't be surprised by.
Well, no, the format changed.
The format changed, but. It's still opposing opinions on anything we talk about.
The other part was they were like, no Tanksley pride. Like, they missed some of the stuff. She was like, this is just in my feelings. And I was like, okay, I get it. This is somebody who's been watching for a while. Let me give a little context. I don't take everything as an attack. It's just an opinion. Anyway, we are going to start off with our lovely segment, Tanksley Pride. We love that you all love our babies from afar, because I get to love them up close. So I see how they are lovable. We got to take them skiing this past weekend with Jack and Jill of America Far West Region. We have been wanting to take them. This just made it
easier
because hotel was already decided. We knew where to get the ski lessons from. We knew where to get the rentals from. So it just made it not less expensive, but definitely
easy to navigate. Because if we went and did it on our own, we would have to figure everything out. Which ski place to go to. And how do you get tickets to do this? And at least we knew. Wasn't no sticker shock. It cost $200 just to get to the top. Everything. It was already a package deal. So,
I will start the story off with Amar. I decided not to get lessons because we just paid so much money to go. Just like, you know, I'm the only one that had ever been on the slopes, and I was 10. When that happened. However, when you've gone skiing and you've had ski lessons, those lessons don't apply to anything else. So they kind of stick into your head. Like, it's not like, wait a minute, do you do that when you're driving or do you do that when you're skiing? There's certain things you do when you're skiing that you just don't do anywhere else. So I was like, I'm not going to get lessons. And luckily where Amar was in his ski class was not far from the little bunny slope that I was on testing out my skills. Amar, Angel, Anthony Tanksley, baby, had himself a time. What was crazy was that the first couple of hours, they just had him sliding on his butt down the hill. That's it. I guess to get them used to.
Yeah, get them used to how to fall or something.
Yeah, or just like, it's not the end of the world.
Yeah.
Just fall and slide down the snow.
And that's what the dude, when I was talking one of the instructors or the guy I was talking to in the line, I was talking about how good Amara was. He was like, oh yeah, usually children are phenomenal starting off skiing because they have no fear of injury.
Yeah, no, truly.
I was like, that's a good point. Because I said, this feels dangerous every time I go down this hill.
Yeah, it was, I was watching my baby and I said, oh yeah, he is fearless. This boy, after going down the hill that he was learning on, first of all, we accidentally kidnapped our son. I thought he was supposed to have just a 2-hour class and they extended his class because they didn't get him skis in time. Mm-hmm. Because baby, we did everything wrong, but we'll get to that later. This story is just about Amar. By the time they got him his skis, the teacher was like, I'm going to work with him more one-on-one because he did not have skis. So we thought that this was just an addition because he did not have skis. Because
she worked with him for like another hour.
Yes.
Or whatever.
And by this time, Marcus have finished their lesson. I have done some scary hills all by myself. So I was just like, all right, I'm ready to eat because we had nothing to eat all that day. Right. So we took him. And he was,
well, we didn't see him with his instructor for a while.
Yes.
Like he went down a couple of times. He kept going higher on the hill.
Yeah.
Skiing down every now and then she would come over. But then that last time after he went up, went like at its highest point and skied down and stopped and snapped his skis off and carried him. It was like, she's been gone for, I was like, well, it makes sense if it's over because again, she apologized for him getting his skis late.
Right.
And we realized basically everybody else was pretty much over with.
And Amar was like, I want to go up a taller hill. So Amar was about to walk up.
He said, man, take me up the double diamond one. Why are we doing all this little kiddie stuff?
So I was like, okay, no, but I'll take you to where my bunny hill was, which is literally right beside.
Yeah. And so double diamond is like, they literally say expert only. Like, you can't go up there unless you...
Because you'll die.
Yeah.
So Amar goes down the hill that I did. He loves it. He's using the rope tug thing that pulls you up. He's having himself a blast. Now I'm like, all right, let's go eat. We go eat. After we've been there for about 30, 45 minutes, this white man walks by and he goes, excuse me, did your son have a ski lesson or group lessons today? And I was like, he had a group lesson, like school. And he was like, is his name Amar? And I was like, yeah. He was like, his ski instructor has been looking for him. We didn't know where he went to.
Oh, thank God.
She was like, and when she was like, oh, he's 7. I want to be like, he's 6. They got really scared. They thought they lost Amar on the mountain.
Yeah.
But it's also like high key, girl, he been gone for an hour. Right. Like, y'all,
well, we don't know how long they've been looking. They could have been searching every hill.
Correct. But again, don't forget, we were on the hill beside them.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
You could just look through the trees and you see us.
Yeah. I couldn't imagine, though.
Oh, I'm sure.
Turn around like, oh, my God, where's this child?
They were really high key scared. Now listen, they did say this. They did tell me come back at 2:45, but for all three of the kids.
Oh, okay.
But I thought they just weren't reading their stuff right. And I was like, eventually they'll see. We only paid for 2 hours and they're going to make us come get these kids. So anyways, Amar was determined to get on a tall slope. And had I not been as scared, I would have gotten on. There's one called the Big Easy. Baby, I said, if the one that I did was not the Big Easy, there was one I did that Marcus and Marcus were practicing on.
Yeah.
I was like, if it's worse than that, baby, count me out.
That one was actually easier than the one that you had us on for me.
Really?
Because it was more space.
Oh,
like when I was snowboarding, my turn to stop was so much easier over there because it wasn't that narrow. And I was like, oh, I got time to adjust and fix what I'm doing over there where we was. Over there where you took us. I'm like, oh, I got to, it's like threading the needle right here. I got to.
Yeah. It was absolutely scary.
It was steeper and faster, but going is the easiest part. When you snowboard, well, for me, when I was snowboarding, just maneuvering and going, that's the hardest part is stopping. So that's why I needed more and more space. That's why I was like, all right, I'm done.
Oh, well, definitely. I didn't know that. The longer the heel is, the harder it is for me not to pick up speed.
Yeah.
So that's the reason why I was like, especially if it's on that other one, it was steeper.
Yeah.
So it's just like,
well, you had to come around that bend. I said, I could probably do the bend, but I'm not doing that today.
That bend was scary as hell. You have no idea how I was just like, well, I've been praying that I wasn't going to hurt myself. Yeah. And here we go.
Me and Marcus is over there practicing.
Wait a minute. Let me tell them this real quick. Special shout out to our sponsor, Tyndale Publishers. And they have this amazing Every Woman's Bible that I want you all to check out. Every Woman's Bible is a study Bible for the heart and mind. And it's for every woman who desires a deeper connection with God and who wants to find her unique God-given purpose. It is packed with engaging study notes and devotionals by over 100 Bible scholars, writers, and contributors. And guess what? They're all women. I love it. From around the world. You'll get to learn about relevant topics that have to do with culture, historical, and literary clarity and context to give greater understanding. And I love that. I love when people give context when it comes to the Bible, because then you can have a better understanding of what was happening. Now, listen, there's so many things that you want to be able to look at and see. It's packed with amazing features to help women go deeper. It has full color illustrations, maps, charts, scripture verse design, and more. And because women play such a key role in the advancement of faith in their families, in their friends, in their workplace, and in their cultures and their communities, you want to discover your story in God's story and live a life of extraordinary purpose. Okay. Some other things I want to tell you about is that in this, you'll find insight and transformation through deep study, personal growth through reflective content, connection to a global community of women at every woman's story, powerful learning through access to additional study and devotional resources in Filament Bible app, greater understanding of God through digging into passages that are often difficult for women, and challenge through learning from a diverse group of women from many walks of life. It's the NLT, or the New Living Translation. And I really think you're going to love it. I'm super excited about it. I was so glad that they became a sponsor of our podcast, because this is what I know our audience could definitely use. A lot of our audience who are believers, I know you will love it. Also, they have audio Bibles to immerse you in God's word anytime, anywhere. All right, listen up. Are you ready to dive deeper? Just grab your smartphone or your tablet, open Filament, and let the learning begin. It's simple, convenient, and extremely enriching. Start your enhanced Bible journey today. Powerful and practical features and study notes are packed in an aesthetic Bible to be used at home for personal study, as well as taken to church or small group Bible studies. This beautiful full-color study Bible for women will draw you into the story of God and help you explore God's plan and purposes for you. It's deep, authentic call to extraordinary purpose. Thank you so much, and make sure y'all check out Every Woman's Bible. Every Woman's Bible, actually, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, but tell them about your Every Woman. You were talking about you and Marcus.
Me and Marcus is we're done with our lesson now, and then, by the way, the instructor, black dude,
mm-hmm, with locks,
name is Mark.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I knew that.
Mark or Mark, anyway. So he walks up, asks little Marcus, it was my name. I'm like, I'm Marcus. He's like, oh, okay, I'm Mark. I'm like, he's like, what's his name? I was like, that's Marcus the second. He said, you mind if I call you Junior? Because this is a lot. No. Anyway. Mad cool or whatever. So he already recognized. I was like, okay, I see what they did. He said, you already know. But anyway, so we done practicing or whatever. And now we over at the hill that we're practicing on. So me and Marcus, we over there, you know, going up and down, you know, getting on the snowboard. And all of a sudden I turn around, and you can't miss Angel's ski suit. It was like a polished copper penny.
It was a rose gold.
Anyway, this thing is glistening and shining, and it's bright up there. Like, you need something some type of tint over your eyes because it's like the snow is bright. Anyway, I turn around and I see Angel flying down this hill. I'm talking about she went past. I said, all right, Angel, I see you. Looked very controlled. I was thoroughly shocked and impressed. I said, Marcus, look at your mom. Didn't know. She thought she was dead.
Oh, yeah. I thought somebody was going to die because of me as well. And that
you had the snow mist coming up behind her and stuff. I didn't know there was brake fluid coming from your skis.
It felt like Lampoon's Christmas Vacation when he sprayed the thing. That I felt like I shot onto the snow like that. And I was like, oh my God. Oh my God. This is how it ends. Trying to be black and bougie. This is how black people get caught up. Okay, tell us your Tank Sleep Pride story.
So my Tank Sleep Pride story is dealing with who I spent most of the time with was Lil Marcus. Mm-hmm. Because we did the snowboard lessons together. And starting off, he seemed to be picking up on it like a whole lot quicker than I was. Mm-hmm. Like the way they teach you is you put one foot in first. That's your leading foot. And they call it the regular foot if you lead with your left and the goofy foot if you lead with your right. I lead with my left because I'm left-handed. Apparently, most people lead with their left, and it's a goofy foot if you lead with your right. So you strap that one in first, and that's how you get to where you're going. It's called the glide. It's almost like a skateboard, like you're kicking with a loose foot. So I was having trouble with that. I couldn't get the concept of keeping the snowboard straight. Marcus picked up on it right away. Uh-huh. And then after they teach you that, they teach you to glide. Basically, you kick, and then you just stand on the snowboard with the other foot to learn how to glide. So we doing that. Marcus picked up on it. I'm like, and then he had to work with us on the side because the line was so long to get there. We got there late. Like, but they already assured us everybody that has lessons, you're going to get your time. So then by the time he starts teaching us, all right, now we're going to strap in the other foot. I'm like, all right, shit, about to get real. Because I done already failed like once or twice trying to get the concept. And he said the best thing to keep from falling is don't look down. You look ahead. Because if you look down, you can't focus on what you're doing. So we gonna strap the other thing in. So then first thing he teaches us is the J turn where you lean to the back to, slide to stop with your heels. And that's to stop with your toes. I automatically wanted to stop my toes. Couldn't get there. Marcus picked up on all of that right away.
Oh, wow.
Not right away, but a lot quicker than what I did. Mm-hmm. He did that first J turn. I was like, oh, okay, I see you. Mm-hmm. I'm slowly getting it. And then, so then after we get done with the lessons, he finally takes us to a hill that, a less occupied hill, because the hill he usually teaches us on was where Sian Kai was.
Okay.
Way too many people over there.
I know, because at first I thought they were telling me to ski down that hill. I said, I'll kill everybody over there.
No, he was like, I usually teach people on this hill, but he said, let's find somewhere that ain't as occupied. I said, yeah, it looks crowded. So we went over to the other hill. We slide down that a couple times. I got the hang of it. Now I'm like, oh. I'm getting this. So then I'm about to get to Marcus. So we get back and we take a break. So I'm sitting there on the table. And I actually got this on camera. I'm like, so how you doing compared to what you thought? He was like, not as good. I was like, oh, okay. I said, but you have fun? He was like, yeah, I'm having fun. I was like, so you don't think you're doing? He said, yeah, I thought I'd be better. I was like, all right. I said, how am I doing compared to what you thought? He said, great. I said, oh, you thought I was about to be horrible? He was like, yeah. I was like, kiss my ass, Marcus. He just started laughing. But I'm like, it's typically, like, especially these teens, they was like, no, you a parent. You ain't as physical as you think you are. You still strong, but you can't maneuver. I used to skateboard, okay? Bikes and skateboards, that's all we did.
Well, I because you have strong legs and strong abs, I thought you would do well.
I thought I'd be a lot worse than what I was. I know in stuff like that, my height usually works against me.
Oh, well, yeah, no, obviously, yeah.
And I was like, this is something, I've used a skateboard, but skateboard only go the direction that the damn thing is pointing. This damn sled will go any direction.
I know. I saw this one little boy, he didn't do it on purpose, but he came out of it good. He ended up doing a 360. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well
I did it at the stop.
Yeah, I know.
Angel was filming me and I went to stop my normal way And what happens is you get it too flat and it'll spin. And I spun to the back way and stopped. I didn't follow. I was like, hey, you. I was like, why ain't nobody give me a round of applause for this shit? Like, I feel like it should be a whole, at least 15, 20 people clapping and cheering and whistling and shit.
Oh, my God.
But no, it was fun doing that with him. It was more of a, you know, I try to get Marcus to do stuff outside of just staring at his phone and his computers. Mm-hmm. Something we can both be into. Mm-hmm. But it was cool doing that with him.
Just, did y'all talk at all? Y'all just were listening.
We were listening. Then we talked. We were talking a little bit, like back because most of it we were focused on trying to learn this. Mm-hmm. Oh, I wish you could have seen the other some other Jack and Jill people doing the lesson with us. Mm-hmm. And I think he got frustrated with the girl because he was just like he was teaching us how to get up when we fall. Mm-hmm. So he said the first way. Is you put your dig your heels in. He said, as long as your heel or your toe is in the snow, you're not gonna move. Mm-hmm. So he said, you dig your heels in, and then you get up from there. I'm like, I can't do that. That's mm-hmm. impossible. To keep your heels down from the setting position,
yeah,
and then get it's gonna go flat eventually. Mm-hmm. So I learned the way I was getting up is going to my toe. So you start getting up, you start on your heel, and then as soon as you get there, you flip over to your toe. I'm mm-hmm. like, that's so much easier. So he was teaching everybody that. And then the last way, he said, this is probably one of the worst ways. He said, but if all else fails, you do this. So you're on your back, you flip over to your stomach and then get up. And she was like, okay, I could probably do that. He said, but the damn part about that is you're going to be facing the opposite direction that you want to be faced yeah. in, and you're already on the heel. So then he was trying to teach her to do that. She said, yeah, I can't. He said, look, you got to get up one of the three ways. There's no other way to get up. You got to figure something out. And he was so mellow and calm and cool the entire time. But that one time, he was just like, all right, well, you getting on my nerves. She said, I just need to work on my mobility more because I realize I'm really restricted right now.
Yeah, I was mad that I couldn't get up on my skis without taking my skis off. Like, I think part of it
that's
was my
technique. Because how do you?
I know how to do it. I could not make my body do it. You put your skis facing, obviously, perpendicular
to the heel.
To the heel, and you get them, like kind of in front of you, mm-hmm. and then you place your hands in front of you. Like you got to rock to get your hands in front of you, and then stand up. I couldn't.
I would
get
have
my,
to see because I still don't understand how you get up because you can't. You can only take your, I don't know, go ahead.
Because your feet are like, so if my feet are like
your feet are locked like this, so you can't roll forward or back. It has to be side to
yeah,
side.
Yeah, so your feet are like, your skis are like this. I'm laying on the ground.
Well, you can bend your knees, I guess.
And then the problem was I could not get my butt off the ground.
Yeah.
So I was like, I don't know. The weight of my booty is too much for my hands to just be enough to get my butt up.
Yeah.
And I can't. Squeeze my legs underneath me more.
Completely opposite of snowboarding.
Yeah.
Because you sideways versus.
Right.
Yeah.
So I was having to take off my skis each time, but unlike snowboarding, it was easy for me to clip back in.
That's one of the reasons I was like, I'm done because getting the snowboards on is. I got sick and tired of doing that. So to get up to one of the hills that Angel was on, they have this little thing that you hold on to and it'll pull you up and you just balance it. Well, it was such a disadvantage for me because the thing is low compared to everybody else.
Marcus was yanking that thing down
said,
to the ground.
I said, this is the hardest part of this damn hill. It's getting
well, I also, like, and I know you were like, it's different, but I had been watching snowboarders do it all day. The fact that your arms would tuck to you.
And then I did it straight. And because I'm down here and I have to squat down to get at that level, because everybody else is keeping their arms straight and things just tugging them up and you're keeping your balance. Because I was like, okay, that's what they're doing. So I did that. I was like, oh, I got to squat down. So now I'm squatting down and it's still like I'm doing, having to do a lot more balancing mm-hmm. to stay on the thing. So I would go up halfway and then let go and then just take one foot out and just do that all the way up. But getting it on, getting the first one on is easy. You strap this foot in, you cool. Then you have to sit on your butt. Put the other foot in. So being up there and then crunched over with all this stuff on, doing this hard crunch the whole time, strapping your feet. I was like, I don't have to do this again.
Yeah.
I saw one of the instructors, she had a clip-in snowboard, but she's like a professional, I'm sure. So I'm like, that would make this process so much easier if I could just clip in. But she's the maybe one or two out of the hundreds of snowboarders that I saw do that though.
I wonder why that's not more common.
I don't know.
Because that seems
it's
like...
It's probably a big price difference.
Well, you know, with skis...
And the boots are different, too.
Everybody's boots are
different? No, the clip-in.
Oh, yeah,
the snowboard
yeah.
boots would have to be different.
Right. I was about to say, I know, like, for skis, they can adjust the toe.
Yeah, snowboards, too.
So I'm like, yeah, that seems yeah. like it would be more beneficial
yeah.
to be able to just have somebody clip
I said,
in.
I have to do this crunch.
Is there anything additional to your Tanksley Pride story?
So also, yeah, doing that with Marcus and then also seeing the twins because we couldn't find the twins. We couldn't figure out where the hell they were.
For the longest.
And then we finally see them, like, maybe that's them. So I'm, well, after I walked to two other hills.
Mm-hmm.
And when you walk in, you're on a mountain. So you're always on an incline somewhere.
Yeah.
So it probably took me 10 minutes to get over to this hill, like another 4 minutes to get over to the next hill. Then I'm like, yeah, so I'm just standing there taking a break because I got on the ski boots is cumbersome already to walk in. Got all this weight, and I'm just like, let me just sit here and rest and keep looking for them. So now I'm scanning each hill, and I'm like, I think it's them over there. So then I found I have to walk around, walk mm-hmm. up the hill where they are. And I'm like, hey, how y'all doing? So just before I got to them, watching them practice and stuff and watching how decent they were too, mm-hmm. I'm like, they having a blast.
Oh, yes.
Just to watch them have that much fun.
Si was crying when I picked him up, though. Boo-hoo crying.
Because you said Kai got bumped up or something?
Yeah, there was a skill set that you had to master in order to get to do the next thing. Si did not master that skill set. Kai did.
Of course.
And the instructor was just like... It was just one little thing, buddy. He was like, but the next time you come back, y'all both will be in the intermediate class. You all are no longer beginner snowboarders. He's like, it's just a simple thing. So I was like,
one thing Si gonna do is cry.
It's fine, little boy. It's okay. I was like, you're alive, which is what I was hoping for at the end of this. Of course, Kai, he's beaming with joy. Kai is just like, I'm him. He is me. You see it. But yeah, we didn't see them the entire time, but it was great watching them finally snowboard. They fail yeah. every single time.
Yeah, they try to keep track of who fell the least amount of times.
On that small hill, now it makes sense. On the small hill, there wasn't one time they made it to the bottom.
Without falling.
Mm. Every single time. I was like, is this how they learned how to stop?
Oh, the hill that you took us to?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, that hill was not. I mean,
did you ever make it down to the bottom without falling?
Twice.
That hill? Okay.
Yeah. The first two times it went down, I every time I would just fall back. I fell back trying to come to a stop. Then I did it two times without falling.
Mm-hmm.
And then that last time, I'm done. I ain't doing this no more.
I can only, if falling would have hurt me, I would have stopped.
Yeah.
It wasn't hurting me when I fell. This is what's crazy, you guys. Okay, so when I was on my when I was on my little hill by myself, I fell one time because this woman, mind you, everybody on the little hill, beginners for the most part,
yeah.
like, ain't never skied before. So if you see me coming at you, the smart thing to do is move.
Yeah.
They don't know how.
Right.
So they're just in the way.
I don't know how to dodge you. You don't know how to move. We just.
Yeah. Right. So in a last ditch effort to not injure this woman, I like turn like sharply and fall. So that's the one time I fell while actually skiing. And she was like, I was right in your path. I was like, yeah. She was like, I'm sorry. I was like, it's okay. You know, neither one of us know what we're doing. So I thought I was going to bite it when I was on the steep hill that Marcus.
Sherry said, I'm moving out the way. There's a good chance you can't.
Right.
You don't know how.
Right.
That's the problem.
That's the true problem. The other times that I fell. Oh, no, there was another time I fell coming down that hill where I don't even know how I made that fall happen. You said that looked like a professional fall.
Angel fell and rolled and the ski. You know how you watch professionals and they like wipe out and like the skis flip and sometimes the ski falls out. Angel fell the road. I said, it looked like you was doing something real impressive before that to do that foul. Because Angel was rolling. I said, what the hell? You wasn't going that fast.
It felt like I did like a little bit of an axel before I hit the ground. Because again, I was doing like, I was trying to do like really see how much I could go left and right. And I turned left too hard and like continued to spin and then fail. But it didn't hurt at all. The other two times I fell, I wasn't skiing.
Angel was not in motion. She was standing and talking. Hold up. So you tell the one over here. I'm going to tell the one at the table.
Okay.
So we at the table and we are about to go eat. We were about to go eat. Were the twins there?
No, we were. Y'all went. You and Marcus went and sat down on the bench.
Okay.
Me and Amar walked over there in our skis.
Yeah, they walked over there in their skis. So Angel's standing. I'm like, we coming up with a game plan. Like, we can go put our stuff over here on the rack, and then we can go in here and eat. So Angel's standing there talking. All of a sudden, Angel, it was like watching a tree timber over. It slowly just starts falling back. It's like, and she got the ski stick, whatever they call, strapped to her hand. So she just, wah, wah, wah. And she just lays there like the chalk outline in the movies. And I'm looking like, and everybody, like the whole area, everybody stops and look. I was like, are you all right? And she just laying there laughing just like it.
I don't know what happened.
How, it like the snow was just like, get off me.
I don't know what happened.
I'm like, I just seen you zip down a hill at like 45 miles an hour without falling. You stand here and fall.
It was just like, oh, this is happening. Okay. I don't know if the snow turned into ice right there to where it was just slicker.
Oh no, all that was ice over there. It was hard. You couldn't even like.
That's why I think my skis, because I was like, I'm not moving forward, but I'm now moving forward.
Then fell back though.
Yes, fell back. Them legs was bent, right.
So you got these long ass skis that's probably like 6 feet tall.
No, they luckily gave me.
Oh, that was your shoulder. Okay. Uh-huh. So anyway, you got these long skis and you got the sticks and all this shit is flailing in the air.
Oh my God. Then because now I know how to stop, because that was the biggest thing, was trying to execute a good stop. And how do you do that? So I've learned it. Okay. So now I'm being cute. I'm skiing down to my husband who's on the phone and I'm like, ski. And I go right in front of him. Right. I'm feeling good about myself. There is a little pole. Not even
holding like the orange little
netting
to just so you can see the difference between the heels.
Right. So this is like nothing hard.
It's just plastic. It's like a flimsy pole.
Because somebody could easily run into it. I don't run into it. I stop right at it. Issue is one ski's on one side, other ski's on the other side. Okay. And I'm now ready to go back up the hill. He's talking to Denora, who's dog sitting. And I'm like, who you talking to? He's like, Denora. And I was like, okay, tell her I said hi. And so now I'm about to go back to ski. Now I'm facing downhill. So I know if I'm going to go back to ski, I need to turn perpendicular. So I go to turn my ski and I realize, oh, you're on either side of the pole. So when I go to kind of lift up my foot to put it on the other side of the pole, the other ski was like, oh, let's go down. And again, slow fall. And it'd be so slow.
And what's so bad about that is all this happened within like a 3 foot diameter. So Angel's damn near fell into me. Like, yes. I'm on the phone and I'm like, oh, I got Angel's. Well, she fell.
It's the slowest fall. I'm like, what am I doing down here? And Marcus about snapped my whole ankle off trying to get me, because I was like, take me out the skis. Ain't no point in me trying to get up the right way.
Oh, yeah.
Take me out the skis. And Marcus thinks you could just.
Yeah, I don't know. I see the little. So on the back of the ski, I see everybody else taking it. Well, this is after that. There's a little like pedal behind the ski on the heel of the ski, and you hit that. And it looks like when you hit that, it like your foot pops out, because I'm seeing some people hit it. Most people are hitting it with the little stick. They just grabbing that and popping their foot out.
Yeah. So Marcus is like, pow, thinking. He's like, now pull your foot out. Yeah, I'm like, no.
She's like, I won't come. I'm like, yeah, Will. So I go and just yank her foot.
I was like, what are you doing? My ankle don't go that way. Real quick, you guys, you've heard us talk about Hungry Root before. So you know how much we love it because it truly simplifies our life. As a busy mother, content creator, actress, it's been a game changer for saving time as well as reducing the stress of figuring out what the heck we're going to eat to all of my daily food shopping with Hungry Root. Hungry Root plans all of your meals and groceries for a week. It'll fill your cart and deliver everything that you'll need to eat healthy every day, all while fitting your health goals, dietary preferences, and budget. They have some really great, oh my God, during the fall, their fall recipes, because they know how to work with a good root vegetable. You hear me? You gonna get some good, you know, you get tired of chili after the fifth, sixth, eighth time if you're not using Hungry Root, where Hungry Root is gonna give you some good stuff, stuff with curry, okay? Stuff that's different. They have variety. Unlike other food delivery companies, Hungry Root has over 50,000 chef-crafted recipes to choose from each week, with many ready in just 15 minutes or less, and over 1,000 grocery items like smoothies, sweets, kid snacks, salad kits, ready-to-eat meals, and supplements. It's insanely easy to find options that fit everyone's taste and nutritional goals. Hungry Root holds a high standard when it comes to food, okay? Screening out over 200 additives, including high-fructose corn syrup, artificial sweeteners, and preservatives. They only source high quality meat and seafood, no hormones or antibiotics. They have non-GMO options with healthy brands you can trust, like Oatly, Vital Farms, Ithaca Hummus, Harmless Harvest, and more. Hungry Root makes it incredibly easy to get going and actually stick to your New Year's resolution, because it is about starting fresh with healthy eating, okay? They know how to help you. And a lot of times, a lot of resolutions die within the first few weeks of the new year's, okay? But we know that's not y'all. We already know that's not y'all. However, Hungry Root makes it eating healthier easy, so you can seriously stay on track with your health goals past January, okay? All right. We absolutely love Hungry Root. We think you'll love it. It is super duper convenient, and you do know that you're eating healthy, which makes you feel good. You, at least for our kids, I knew y'all are eating real vegetables. I saw the root of the vegetable. It's good. Okay. You're going to love Hungry Root as much as I do. For a limited time, get 40% off your first box. Plus, get a free item in every box for life. Go to hungryroot.com/argue.
Argue.
And use code argue.
Argue.
That's hungryroot.com/argue.
Argue.
Code argue.
Argue.
To get 40% off your first box and a free item of your choice for life. Thank you, Hungry Root.
Thank you, Hungry Root.
So yes, what's also great is being old and on the mountain, how we had our kids dressed in layers. They had on their inner layer. They had on
they only had on one extra layer. They weren't really layered from the stuff that I was looking at.
Mm-hmm.
Like layering would be like the inner layer that we got them, another layer on top of that. Uh-huh. And then the ski suit.
Right. And yeah. I was going to get them pants, and then everything started to cost too much. And I said,
yeah,
be warm in your heart. They had on their underlayer. They also had on a
turtlenecks.
And then they had on their ski suits and everything. Let me tell you, Marcus and I were having to come out of our tops because our bodies create so much heat.
Yeah.
That cute little outfit y'all saw me in. Baby, call me a baked potato, because that thing was cooking your girl. It was fine once we got on the mountain, but like,
yeah, before you, it's a process to get to the mountain. So I had a two piece. I had the bibs and then the coat. While we were down at the bottom, I'm like taking that thing off. I had to take the coat off. I'm like, no, I need to breathe. It's a good way to catch pneumonia because I'm hot and I know it's not hot up here.
He looked like a sexy minion.
Because the
bibs,
the undersuit is like a bodysuit, like it's tight, it's snug.
Like a second layer of skin. So yeah, his muscles it's like showing,
fleece lined. So the main part of it is to
the trap was showing all through it.
The main reason for that, one is one layer of warmth, but two is to absorb any sweat.
And he had on his little goggles with his little beanie. I said, you look, the goggles was really giving the sexy the minion. I said, oh, come on over here. What's his name? Groot. What's the name of the villain?
Gru.
Gru. Yeah, I was like, come on. I'm your Gru. Get on over here. Let me tell you what to do. My outfit was from Amazon. It really wasn't like as expensive as it could have been. It wasn't cheap. I would have loved a $60 suit, but I also, it probably would have been a windbreaker. I've been out there dying.
No, the one I had on is the same one I had. I got, well, we got back
9 years ago.
Yeah, 9 years ago. I was like, ain't no point in buying it. I did get a new one. And then I was, I thought I remember getting wet in that one. And I was like, yeah, let me just get something because we doing it for real this time. Let me get something that's waterproof. And I pulled it down and I was like, this ain't, I said, what got wet? I don't remember what it was. I can't, still don't know. But so I just kept that one. I didn't get nothing new other than the goggles that actually move over the nose and not
right.
close your nostrils out. But no, the only time I didn't feel like I was really, really hot is there was a couple of hills we hit and it got extremely windy. And I feel, even when we were practicing, it got extremely windy over there and the breeze was so strong and cold, I felt it cut through the jacket. And that's when I was like, oh, I'm sweating under here because I could feel the cold air hitting. I was like, oh, I said, this is why people be layering. If it was like this the whole time, I would have been like, Angel, we got to go get some more layers.
It was definitely, I can say, when we were on the slopes, we were out there until 4 o'clock. So we didn't get up there until close to 11. And then we didn't come down until like 4 or something.
Yeah, it was 4 or something after 4.
It was, my body was sore all over as soon as we got to the room. Like, usually people, they get their soreness the next day. Mine is now instantaneous. But I can say, like, the boys seem to have really had the time of their life.
Yeah, they had a good time.
If we can find, like, whether we go to Big Bear, because that's closer.
Yeah.
If we can find an inexpensive way to do skiing.
And the thing, because a lot of people, I saw even on the Instagram post, people were like, oh yeah, Big Bear is closer and cheaper. You also get what you pay for.
Correct.
Because we did Big Bear and there was like, it looked like 10,000 people on this one little hill.
Yeah.
That barely had any snow on it. And Big Bear is just small. It's like smaller. Like
Lake Tahoe. And it's a little bit more treacherous getting up to the top of the mountain if there's a lot of snow.
Yeah.
It feels unsafe.
Going Big Bear, it was like the steepest and most sharpest zigzags probably that we've ever been on. And we had to do it in the snow.
Yeah.
Up and down. So we're going to Lake Tahoe. It was like, we definitely hit some zigzags, but that road is so well maintained.
Yeah.
And I mean, I don't know what it looked like today because they got a whole bunch of snow last night and right now.
Right.
But still, like, we did it at... That was a much smaller road going to Big Bear.
Yes, that's what I was going to say. The road, was smaller, and the road felt steeper. oh, and I have a confession, y'all. I was going to go to my grave with this, but I don't like to virtue signal. I broke my boycott. It's been over a year.
Oh.
It's been over a year since I shopped at a place that shall not be named. And I've admitted that I don't necessarily fully agree with this boycott.
Oh, yeah, same.
But I am standing in solidarity with my people.
Yeah, I'm standing in solidarity, but it is one dumbass boycott.
There was no other grocery store other than Whole Foods.
Not a single one, yeah.
And we had to get snacks for the road.
7-hour road trip.
We were up on the mountain. Yeah. We had to get snacks and we needed to get cough drops, which I still forgot to get. And it was either Whole Foods or that store.
Store, which is yet to be, shall not be named.
And I'm not going to lie to you. I missed it. I walked in there and I said, oh, girl, where you been? Oh my God. I was like, you should have seen me having to do like this at the little dollar and $5 area. They had all this cute Valentine's stuff up. I was like, don't you look over there. Don't you do it, Angel. Oh my God.
Let me tell you, so there were two marriage moments that we had that I'm like, oh yeah, we married. So one is at the end when we leaving, we go to that place and I'm there parking. they're actually outside chalking people's tires because I guess it's people parking there. Mm-hmm. This area is not that big, like right. as far as like where that place was, there was a whole bunch of other stuff. So I think they're making sure that people are coming to that place and not going to other places. So there's people walking around. They got clipboards and these little electronic things. I'm not trying to park. Even if I wanted to park, I probably wouldn't be able to because there's everybody's trying to park. So I finally get to a spot where I just park basically behind some cars because we all sitting in the car waiting on Angel. So I see them, they're making their way over, found the lady. She come and she looks and she was like, comes up to the window. She was like, are you waiting to park? I was like, no, I'm just waiting on my wife. She was like, she said, I understand completely and I'm so sorry, but could you just like, just keep like circling? Because she said, one, I need to chalk this car behind you and I can't get to it. I was like, oh, okay, I get it. She wasn't necessarily just like, basically just get out of the way, but also I'm also kind of blocking traffic just a little bit in that little area. So like, I'm just circling the whole time, waiting on Angel. Mm-hmm. And it's taking a minute. And my first thought was, if she done got sidetracked in this store, because I'm already like annoyed because we wait, the kids took too long to eat. They wanted to go get some more food. We're going to talk about their food here in a second. And we like, all right, y'all, let's go. I'm just trying to hurry up and get on this road because I know we got 7 hours. Not even, it's not, it's 6 hours and 57 minutes, literally 7 hours.
Right.
I'm like, let's get on the road. So now I'm just watching, still waiting. I caught, what's going on? She's like, I'm on my way out. If I can cancel my order, I will. What you mean cancel your order? Why are you ordering any? The place that you're ordering from is going to be a minimum of 15 minutes. Why are you ordering? Going to be 15 minutes.
No,
why are you Hey, that place is slow for no reason.
No, they were slow.
And I seen how crowded it was.
They were slow.
Anyway, so all I asked for was a bottle of water and some Ricola, some Halls or something, because I feel something in my throat. My throat feel real dry. So we get in. I even said before she got the truck, I said, she going to come up with every excuse in the world of why that took so long. Because Marcus done already went in and got the rest of the stuff.
And I was telling them.
And sat like, in the car.
I said, don't you leave me, because if you go out there too long before me, he going to be mad.
I was hot. So Angel get in. Yeah. That's it. I ain't saying nothing. I don't care. I'm like, shut the up. That's what I'm thinking.
He wasn't being soft.
I wasn't being soft. You wasn't being soft. You weren't being considerate.
I was.
It took. Oh, it took so long. So I'm high, right? So we sitting there and I'm like, my throat's really getting to me. So we driving. I'm like, I like move some of these bags because she got way too much stuff. I'm like, we didn't need all this stuff. We got the same driver. We didn't even have nothing to eat on the way getting there. We didn't even eat before we left the house.
If you saw how much food Kai ate.
Kai ate all that the first hour. He wanted it because he saw it.
Well, the F was wanted to make sure he has stuff to eat.
Anyway. We didn't eat on the way up there. We just had snacks. They were full when we got in that truck. We stopped at this horrible crepe place. It was nasty. They got more crepes, whatever. We had breakfast. Why we got this massive bags full of groceries?
It's not. Let me.
It was one. Hold on. One bag full of groceries and a big ass box of multiple chips.
You are exaggerating. And there were some apples in that bag.
Name it off.
Granola.
Keep going, because the bag's full.
Apples, granola, water.
What else? It was more than that, because the stuff was spilling out the top.
The box of water. It was a box of water, because they were out of water. That was the first thing. I said, sir, is that literally all the water y'all have? It was between me getting a gallon of Crystal Geyser.
Straws.
Or smart water in a can.
So anyway. So I'm like, get all this stuff, because the stuff is now, Amar can't put his feet down. I'm like, get all this stuff. Then I'm like, before you get that, hand me my damn Ricola. Did you get the cough drops? Because I need something. My throat's, and Angel's still trying to tell a story. I don't give a damn about none of this story or what took so long. She said, I forgot to get those.
He was so mad at me.
I mean, don't say nothing to me for 30 minutes because I am so pissed off right now. Literally, that's the only thing that's bugging me. Like this, whatever was stinging my throat, I'm like, I just need to soothe this. Water ain't doing it. I just need to soothe this. I asked for two things, a bottle of water and some damn Ricolas. That's all I asked for.
I got
30 minutes
tissue.
Later.
I got a tissue. That was why the box was so big. The bag
don't touch
busy.
Me.
I got tissue.
30 minutes later, I'm like, I just need, just give me this. I forget. I'm like, I know you pissed.
No, he didn't even give me the one. He just ignored me.
I just ignore it. And Angel steadily talking. Well, I wonder why they over there stop talking to me right now. So that was the last marriage moment. The first marriage moment, we on our way to get to the ski spot, right? And it's walking distance from the hotel. We leave out of the hotel, walk down like a block, and that's where we rent the stuff to get the ticket to go up, everything. So we're trying to figure, Angel doesn't have boots. So we're thinking we need like, cause we all got like waterproof boots cause you know, and they warm. Angel didn't have any. She was like, we all thinking she needs them. So she's asking the woman at the counter. She said, excuse me.
Oh, you pissed me off so bad.
I don't give a damn. She asked the woman at the counter. She said, excuse me. When you're skiing, do they rent like snow? Before Angel finished, she was like, I'm sorry, ma'am. I don't ski. Angel proceeds to ask this woman questions about boots and layers. I'm like, she already said she don't ski. Now the woman's giving her, she's like, yeah, probably. Yeah, I would say she don't know. Why are you still talking to this woman?
This is my conversation to be had.
And I'm like, we're late.
Conversation.
We're already late. I'm like, why are you talking to this woman? And then we walk over to the store. We walk over to the store to the lady that you get the stuff from that rents. Then she's like, so I'm like, so this is who you need to be asking.
And then she didn't give me the right answer.
The first woman didn't either.
But apparently don't matter how much knowledge you got.
Asking us, oh, I don't ski. But when you do ski, is this what you need?
That's not what I was asking.
In that moment, I was like, this is some of the most married shit ever. Because I'm back here. Oh. I thought it in the moment. I'm back here mad at her.
Oh, I was like, him up in this conversation. That's also probably why I kept asking her questions. Just so
wasting all this damn time asking this woman some damn questions.
The other woman, this is the woman. I was like, shut up. He was like, this is the woman you should talk about. I was like, ma'am, I think I need snow boots. Do you all rent those? But no, because I called before I came. And they were like, we don't rent soft goods. And I was like, I don't know if I need boots. She was like, yeah, you know, you should go check in for your class and they can tell you there. And I was like, okay. And then I turn around and I see snow boots. I said, so you don't sell those.
But would she tell you? Go check into your class and what? They can tell you there?
Well, because she thought that we were going to get left. She was like, if you have the 10 o'clock class, you should be over there. And I was like, ma'am, this is me. Ma'am, because what was supposed to happen was that we were supposed to go to a tent and grab all of our stuff. They didn't have any our stuff.
It was a big cluster. Like, you pre-registered, you did our list, you paid. You're supposed to show up that day. It was like weeks before. You show up, everything, they got your name, here's your stuff, y'all go on up. That didn't happen. So you had, on top of it being a holiday weekend, you had this massive organization that done descended upon this hill. And now it's just like, ain't nobody's stuff over there. The lines are long. Lesson started at 10. We didn't get there till 12, seemed like.
It felt
maybe
like
it was 11:30. It was like 11:45.
It was insane.
So nothing was in order. So the dude coming in line, he's checking and directing everybody of where to go. It's like, well, stand in this line if you got this, stand in this line if you got that. If you got this, you go over there, blah, blah, blah. So he comes and he was like, excuse me, are you guys doing this? And we were like, well, we're trying to figure out. I don't know what we told him. And then he said, there's a group in there trying to sort something out now. He's like, are you all with the group? I said, and I was being honest. I said, is it a group of black people? I said, do you mean black people? He was like, well, no, I'm sorry. I was just,
I wasn't trying to be offensive.
No,
I was just.
I'm serious. Like, the organization that's here is like a all black family. So I'm asking, he was like, oh, he said, yeah, I think so. I said, yeah, no, I said, you good.
It took forever. And I forgot that we could have went and gotten our equipment the day before, but we were,
I mean, we didn't know.
No. Knew? I knew, but we had just gotten off the road.
Did it cost more?
No, we hadn't eaten. That was the primary goal, was go get some goddamn food. But I also did not know that it was going to be Nobody expected that. Because we were told, oh, we'll all be in a class together.
Yeah.
The Jack and Jill kids will be together.
Nah.
And so Amar, he was with some random people. The twins, yeah. Random folk.
There was only one, that other couple with Jack and Jill in our group. Everybody else was not part of our group.
So a lot of the things that the company sold the organization weren't true. So it was just a bunch of, it was a cluster F. But let me tell you, this is how, you talk about a marriage moment. Let me tell you how well I know my husband. I text him because him and Marcus, we're supposed to be getting breakfast, right? Marcus is like, we can't eat anywhere. You know, I'm easy, which is a lie. But I was
at that point in time, I didn't care. I'm like, I just try and get on the road.
Well, I saw a crepe place that we passed to go skiing. So I saw when we passed it to go skiing. I saw when we came back from skiing. So I was like, it's right by the hotel.
Hold on, let's read, because I'll tell your moment in the moment, and I'm going to tell mine.
So I take him and little Marcus have to go back to put little Marcus's thing on the, his backpack on the cart. And I'm like, okay, let me take the boys up. Now, Marcus calls me. He said, to get to the crepe place, do you go left or right? I was like, left. We passed it when we went skiing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And after about 5 minutes have passed, I'm like, there's no reason why I should not already see them. No, but before that, excuse me, after he said, after he called, I texted him and I said, the crepe place is upstairs from where I got my boots. That's the text.
Yeah.
Okay. After 5 minutes have gone, I'm like, why are they not up here? How far did y'all go all the way to where we checked in for ski?
Rented the boots. Rented the ski boots.
Yeah, I would have said hour.
I know. No, I'm saying because I saw upstairs there. Uh-huh. So that's where I was walking or whatever. Now, that's where I'd already imagined, because I don't remember upstairs being where you got your boots.
Now, mind you, also, there's a sign downstairs on the sidewalk that says Creative Crepes. And I was like, no, I didn't told him the place from upstairs from where I got my boots. Because we all got our ski boots at the same place. Yeah. So that's why I said my, not ours.
These places are literally beside each other.
But still, when he calls me, I call him and I go, where are y'all?
I was like, I'm over here at the thing where you rent the stuff. And then she was like, no, where I got my boots. And I'm like, and I couldn't remember where you got your boots, to be honest. Yeah. I couldn't remember if it was further down.
He was like, where?
I was like, right, is it back closer?
Beside the hotel.
I said, so it's back closer. You was like, yeah. I was like, oh, okay. So then we walk and I'm like, I see a set of stairs going up. So I just go up those stairs and we ended up walking all the way around.
Oh.
It was the same level. Y'all probably came up on one side. We came up on the opposite end. Cause I said, I think it's right here. I said, this is the only set of stairs I see. So we walking over. But before that, she texts. She's like, do you want the crepe? I'm like, did y'all already order or whatever? Are y'all already getting your food? She was like, well, I'm waiting for you to see the menu. I'm like, I don't care. I'm just trying to order. I don't care. I'm easy right now. She was like, well, I'm just trying. So she was like, I said, go ahead. Sit down and eat. I'm good with that. Because I'm thinking, why does everything have to be a discussion and a decision? Let's just sit down and order some food.
Because you are the complainer of the two.
Did I complain?
You just said the food.
The food was trash. I ate it. I didn't complain like, oh, this is nasty. I was sitting there. I acknowledged how bad it was. I ate my food, let the kids eat, and then we left. Is that not what happened?
You acknowledging how bad it was. This is just another way.
I just said, this is bad. And we all agreed. It ain't like I was like, oh, this food, I can't. I was just like, this is not, I've never had a crepe this bad. Marcus, you see how dry it is? He wanted something different. I said, you might regret it, but we gonna see. You act like I was making a big deal out of it. I wasn't.
I didn't say a big deal.
That's me acknowledging how bad it was. Is that not?
Yes. Which is also called complaining.
Okay, I was complaining about how bad the food was.
Right.
And we all were. Except for the kids. They seemed to love it.
All I'm saying is that there were other food options. So if something looked more appetizing, because everything was in walking distance, it'd been different. If it was going to make us go well out of our way, then it's just like, oh yeah, then we just take whatever.
At that point in time, we were already well out of our way, because I'd already wanted to be on the road by then. So going to somewhere else, for one, We in the hotel. That food is trash. That damn wrap, like, all that food was trash.
Well, that was they the one restaurant.
That one restaurant. We had an event that night, or the night after skiing, that the hotel catered. That food, it was the salmon was okay.
Oh, I thought it was the salmon and the polenta was good.
Oh, it was okay. So then we went to this crepe place. I'm like, okay, it's trash. I'm like, that's all right, 0-3 for me. It just ain't got good food up here. I'm fine with that. Let's just get something in our stomach and get on the road. I don't care. I'm not following my strict diet that I'm usually on. I'm like, if we're going to get some food, let's get some food.
Now, you also know that we never discussed what time we were getting on the road. I knew we weren't getting on the road late, obviously.
We didn't discuss specific time, but we knew we didn't want to get back too late. And we got 7 hours that we're tacking on to our day.
Right.
So that means get on the road as soon as possible.
But still don't know what that window is. So that's the only reason why I'm like, us taking an extra 5 minutes to actually look at menus on our phone, I didn't think was going to be the make or break of us getting here at a reasonable time.
Looking at menus on our phone ain't going to tell you how the food is.
Well, once I saw how small that crepe menu was, that's the thing that made me go, is this where we actually going?
I mean, y'all, that damn crepe was, what's it called? Turning Point Halftime Show. It was awful. It wasn't nasty. It just had no flavor.
It didn't have a lot of flavor.
Yeah, it didn't have any flavor. I didn't know that you could make a crepe that didn't have flavor. I didn't even know that was possible.
When I saw how small their crepe menu was, I was like, that's what made me go, oh, this is probably not going to be the best. So let me let Marcus see this before we sit our black butts down and order.
Because at that point, I'm like, I ain't trying to look. Let's look. What about this place?
Because I was looking up a place. I was looking up a place that was in the building that you headed towards. And I was like, if he likes this better, that's just a 2-minute walk.
Y'all already there. Let's do it.
And well, you listen, y'all were already at the other place damn near. So I was like, we could just come down.
Hence the pissed off tivity when I didn't get my damn Ricolas. So
like, Ricola. Yeah, he was bad.
Oh, it was more than bland. Like every time I've had a crepe, it's always had, you know, whatever makes a crepe good is already good. Like you don't, unless you want some extra, they usually ask, do you want some powdered sugar? That's just to add a little more spice. Crepe's already good. I cut into that and I was just like, wow. Because I'm thinking there's something on the inside that's going to make it taste delicious other than the, because I got a breakfast crepe other than the stuff that they putting in it. Nah, it was like chewing cardboard.
Listen.
I chewed that cardboard and ate that damn waffle.
I had a feeling a breakfast sandwich would have probably been better. I actually think the hotel would have been all right. Especially that one level that we went down past.
I never did go up there.
Neither did I. But I was like, I think that would have been better. So that would have been the option, would have been, let's go back to the hotel and order food. But anyway, that's us. Thank you to our sponsors, Tyndale Publishers in the Every Woman's Bible, and to Hungry Root. You can check both out at the the URL that is below and also in the show notes. You know where to find me. I love y'all.
Y'all know where to find me. Y'all have a good one, fam.
Bye.